Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're tuned in to Columbo Chronicles at Blog Talk Radio. Follow the mover and shaker, award-winning author and host, seen on TV and radio, Rose Columbo. Every Wednesday, Rose interviews prominent experts and authors on politics and social justice. Call in and listen or ask the guests a question at 646-564-9742. Now, here's Rose.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose, Rose Columbo, right here for you at Columbo Chronicles at Blog Talk Radio, where freedom to speak out is still free. And you are free to tune in every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 11 to midnight out there on the East Coast for all those sleepyheads who apparently can't sleep. So here they are, tuned in to Rose Columbo just for you. And we have some really exciting information for you tonight. First of all, I want to ask you a question and welcome you to the fourth episode of Columbo Chronicles, a new show worldwide, online worldwide. And I hope you click on follow. People forget to click on follow, but click on follow. Don't forget. First of all, I want to ask you, how much justice can you afford? Most people can't afford much justice, or maybe they can't afford any justice at all, so they end up settling. But does that apply to some homeowners insurance policies and companies who deny or delay claims or cancel your claim after you file a complaint about a homeowner's issue? Do you believe you are 100% covered if your house is struck by fire, lightning, natural disaster, or a plumbing problem, or a tree falls on it? Well, maybe you should stay tuned, because in a few minutes, my guest, Joe Solito, a dynamic consumer investigator, will join us and share her firsthand experience with her nightmare story and some valuable tips on homeowners insurance that could mean peace of mind, and if not, it could mean a nightmare for you and your family. Always good to prepare, and prepare ahead of time rather than be surprised after the disaster. Did you know that the homeowner's plaint composite report lists 50 insurance companies, homeowners insurance companies, and that in 2015, get this, there are between 28,000 and up to more than 2 million complaints against individual homeowners insurance companies. Did you know that? Well, I didn't until I did a little research. And a little background on homeowners insurance. I read that the first large insurance company and the most famous in the world today is Lloyd's of London. This company was founded in 1689 by a group of men who met in Lloyd's Coffee House in London and originally sold only ship insurance. That makes sense, right? Back in the day. Today, you can buy insurance on almost anything. A house, a car, a painting, even a life. But the first kind of insurance ever sold was probably for ships. There are records of ship insurance dating back to the days of early Rome, around 300 BC. The first person to ever be insured was a ship's captain named William Givens, who was insured by a group of Englishmen in 1583. The highest life insurance payout of that time was $18 million, and it was paid to a widow of an American rancher in 1970. Also, there's a little FYI, in colonial America, the first insurance company that underwrote fire insurance was formed in Charlestown, modern-day Charlestown, South Carolina, in 1732. Benjamin Franklin helped to popularize and make standard the practice of insurance, particularly property insurance, to spread the risk of loss from fire in the form of perpetual insurance. In 1752, he founded the Philadelphia Contributionship for the Insurance of Houses from Loss by Fire. That was the big thing, was loss by fire when homeowners insurance was first founded. Franklin's company made contributions toward fire prevention. Not only did his company warn against certain fire hazards, it refused to insure certain buildings where the risk of fire was too great, such as all wooden houses. So even back then, they didn't insure everyone. So not everyone was insured. And here's a little tidbit for you as well, before we talk about homeowners insurance. This is by a friend of mine, Pat Walmsley, who received it from another friend, Jerry Wolke, and we're sharing it around social media. It's called Pin Drop, and this is a little FYI. JFK's Secretary of State, Dean Rusk, was in France in the early 60s when de Gaulle decided to pull out of NATO. De Gaulle said he wanted all U.S. military out of France as soon as possible. Rusk responded, "Does that include those who are buried here?" De Gaulle did not respond. You could have heard a pin drop. Another FYI, when in England at a fairly large conference, Colin Powell was asked by the Archbishop of Canterbury if our plans for Iraq were just an example of empire building by George Bush. He answered by saying, "Over the years, the United States has sent many of its fine young men and women into great peril to fight for freedom beyond our borders. The only amount of land we have ever asked for in return is enough to bury those that did not return." You could have heard a pin drop. There was a conference in France where a number of international engineers were taking part, including French and American. During a break, one of the French engineers came back into the room saying, "Have you heard the latest dumb stunt Bush has done? He has sent an aircraft carrier to Indonesia to help the tsunami victims. What does he intend to do? Bomb them?" A Boeing engineer stood up and replied quietly, "Our carriers have three hospitals on board that can treat several hundred people. They are nuclear-powered and can supply emergency electrical power to shore facilities. They have three cafeterias with the capacity to feed 3,000 people, three meals a day. They can produce several thousand gallons of fresh water from the sea each day, and they can carry half a dozen helicopters for use in transporting victims and injured to and from their flight deck. We have 11 such ships. How many does France have?" You could have heard a pin drop. Also, a U.S. Navy admiral was attending a naval conference that included admirals from the U.S., England, Canada, Australia, and French navies at a cocktail reception. He found himself standing with a large group of officers that included personnel from most of those countries. Everyone was chatting away in English as they sipped their drinks, but a French admiral suddenly complained that, whereas Europeans learn many languages, Americans only learn English. He then asked, "Why is it that we always have to speak English in these conferences rather than speaking French?" Without hesitating, the American admiral replied, "Maybe it's because the Brits, Canadians, Aussies, and Americans arranged it so you wouldn't have to speak German." You could hear a pin drop. And last, this story fits right in with the above stories. Robert Whiting, an elderly gentleman of 83, arrived in Paris by plane. At French customs, he took a few minutes to locate his passport in his carry-on. "You've been to France before, monsieur," the customs officer asked sarcastically. Mr. Whiting admitted that he had been to France previously. "Then you should know enough to have your passport ready." The American said, "The last time I was here, I didn't have to show it." "Impossible. Americans always have to show their passports on arrival in France." The American senior gave the Frenchman a long, hard look. Then he quietly explained, "Well, when I came ashore at Omaha Beach on D-Day in 1944 to help liberate this country, France, I couldn't find a single Frenchman to show a passport to." And you could hear a pin drop. And now we're going to take a little break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to welcome our very special guest, the dynamic consumer investigator, Joe Salita, who is going to tell us a few horror stories about homeowners insurance and some good tips as well on how to protect yourself from unscrupulous insurance companies, which if you haven't experienced it, let's hope and pray that you never do.
Listening is an art that humans are losing to the world of robots. Robots don't have any tone or human feelings. The addiction to communicate by texting isn't going away. People are feeling isolated, lonely, frustrated. People need people willing to listen to them. Can you imagine getting a text message that read, "You're fired," or "Hi, would you marry me?" It is happening. Columbo Chronicles is the option and the answer to human communication. Columbo Chronicles provides email access to your ideas and issues. Take advantage of this opportunity now. Go to columbochronicles.com. Click on subscribe today. Columbo is spelled C-O-L-O-M-B-O Chronicles. Fill out the form, submit it, bookmark and subscribe today. Remember the name, columbochronicles.com.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Columbo Chronicles Live, and this is Wednesday. It is our fourth episode. It's May 31st, 2017, and thank you for joining us. I hope you will receive some really important information, so get a pen and a piece of paper, a notepad, and we will welcome our very special guest, the dynamic consumer investigator, Joe Salita, who's with us in the studio. Hi, Joe. How are you this evening?
I am well, and I'm glad to be here again, Rose. How are you doing?
Well, I'm getting over a little sore throat and a cold, but thanks to a very nice doctor, he gave me a nice prescription that seems to be helping and working, so I was able to actually speak this week on Columbo Chronicles Live. And you just never know. You know, we're all human beings. You know, we have health issues and personal issues, and, you know, we just have to work them on because the show must go on. Joe Salita, you are a wealth of information as a dynamic investigator on many things and a domestic violence counselor. And tonight we're talking about something a little bit different because everybody is bashing everybody out there. And you look on the media, I can't even stand to listen to it because, except for a few programs, and because everybody's bashing everybody and we're not getting any information, any self-protecting tips on how to protect ourselves from homeowners insurance frauds or vehicle insurance frauds or legal fraud. I mean, there's just so many issues that are affecting our lives today as the world is spinning faster and faster. And so we thought that it would be a good idea to give people information on homeowners insurance, which includes the HOAs, and that also have been many of the people who bought into HOAs have been scammed as well and lost their properties. So it's a really important and serious issue in America because I don't know if you heard earlier, but I looked it up and did a little research, and I found that there is a list, and it's a complaint composite report that lists 50 insurance companies who provide homeowners insurance, and they had between 28,000 up to 2 million or more complaints against individual insurance companies dealing with homeowners insurance. That shocked me. So why don't we just get started, and why don't you tell us, what is your interest in homeowners insurance, and did you have an issue, a personal issue with a homeowners insurance company?
Okay, and thank you for asking, because what really got me looking into this literally was my first and only homeowners claim in February of this year. A tornado came through and pulled a tree into I live in this, let me give you a little tidbit on home structures. Homes in the South are often built on concrete slabs. They're frame homes built on concrete slabs. So they don't have basements like northern homes and some western homes do. And it makes them very susceptible to easy damage. You've got a roof, drywall, 2x4s, and a concrete slab. And I had a multi-thousand-pound tree not only be pulled into my house, but then broke off and dropped on it. And at first, I didn't think the damage was too bad until, because it happened at nighttime, and there was a lot of things that I really couldn't see until daylight. But one of the first things I did, literally, was, A, call 911 and let them know a tornado came through this area. Check on my neighbors. I had a tactical flashlight. Check on my neighbors. Make sure everybody was safe. And three, I called the news media to alert them so they could alert others, whatever direction this storm was traveling, this tornado was traveling in. And thankfully, media covered mine. So I've got the media behind me in more than one ways, including this show. And so first thing I did was I, after all that, was I called in my claim to my insurance company. And, of course, the only thing that works when the electricity's out are cell phones, which is real important for everybody to keep in mind. Always have a cell phone charged for any kind of emergency, but especially when the electric goes out, because everybody's phones nowadays are pretty much voice over internet phone protocol. And when your electric goes out, so do those. And I gave the insurance company my cell phone number, and which is USAA, the only insurance company that absolutely provides insurance to active duty and military retiree families only. So I'm going to be taking this to my senator's office as well.
Good for you.
Because they have I love going to my senator's office, and I recommend to everybody, use your congressmen and senators. That is their jobs. They are public servants. And so what happened was when I called in the claim, I gave them my cell number. None of the people that they sent out, which are called their preferred contractors, don't use preferred contractors by your insurance company. They are in collusion together. And I found out very quickly how much. But I was told by the adjuster, who's open 24/7. Nowadays, I can't even get through, but we'll get to that later. He goes, you'll get a call back within an hour. He goes, if you don't, he goes, please call us back. Well, I never got a call back within an hour from one of their preferred contractors, and they gave me the name of three of them. And a little tip to everybody up front, too. When you call your insurance companies, now I can't swear about all of them, but just about all of them, say, this call may be monitored for quality assurance and recorded for quality assurance. That gives you the automatic right to do so under Title 18 USC. Plus, as soon as they say it, you have the right, regardless of whether you're a one- or two-party state. And I sure did, and I'm so glad that I did. My recorder was going from the time that tornado hit, and it hasn't stopped to this day in all my dealings with this matter, because that is quality assurance documentation.
So are you telling me that you can also record the conversation yourself on your phone?
Yes. When
that's
they
perfect.
When they if you're a two-party state, you automatically can.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a federal insurance program, and being USAA is for military employees only, I think they fit in that federal category. And second, any business you call that says this call may be recorded or monitored for quality assurance, that also gives you the right to do so. And you don't have to tell them. Sometimes you might want to tell them so that it keeps them on their toes.
Well, doesn't it also, when they state that it's being recorded, then it doesn't say that only we can record it. So, in my opinion, I'm not a lawyer, but it would seem to me that they're giving everybody that's in the conversation the right to record it.
They have to. That's why I said you don't have to tell them you're recording it. And if you're a two-party state, you don't have to tell them. And under federal statutes, and if you're over federal wires, it technically is a federal, federal statutes apply. That's something I learned from working with the feds. So I'd rather have the evidence than not. Because also, if this ever goes to court, and a lot of insurance cases do, not near as many as I wish would, but still, if it goes to grand jury investigation, rules of evidence don't apply. So I'd much rather document it. I also document things on papers. I put things into files. I started a notebook immediately, who the insurance person was that I spoke to, what they said, who they said they were going to send out, which was any of three different preferred contractors. And he gave me a spiel about their preferred contractors and what they do. Next little tip is,
isn't that a conflict of interest?
That's exactly right. No insurance company should ever have contractors in their back pocket. It is collusion and corruption and violation of the RICO statutes, racketeering, influence, corrupt organizations.
It also appears to me that, with the excessive amounts of complaints against homeowners insurance companies across this nation, that Americans need to research the top insurance companies that are don't have as many complaints as those at the top, because that do have excessive complaints, because when you have a disaster like you have with your home, you need to live in your home. You need a place to live. And then you put in a complaint, and a lot of people I was reading about who file a complaint, is this true, end up being canceled.
Oh, absolutely. I already know come November 15th, unless I get to a higher up in USAA and convince them it's in their better interest not to, come November 15th, they're already planning on dropping me. There was something that I was reading, and I've read so much. I've done so much due diligence and homework on this from as soon as it started, as soon as electric was back on. And within the first six-month period of an open claim, they can't drop you. Now, that's with my state and my policy. So everybody should check in their state. The chief financial officer of your state and your state insurance regulatory board is what will govern your insurance companies. And so I've already received my six-month notice. And I'm wondering how, and this question I do not have the answer to yet, because this becomes a full-time job. I was flabbergasted. That is a legal terminology. In bad faith insurance claims, you pay in good faith, believing that your insurance company is going to take care of what's in your paperwork, which is a contract. And that's contract law as well. And when they don't do what they're going to do, you're left floundering, especially for most people, because it is a first-time incident, you know, unless you just have, you know, a lot of misfortune. But I had to learn all of this all at once, and it was because of my investigative background that I was really good at due diligence. And when you mention about complaints, a lot of these insurance, major insurance companies, USAA, Allstate, and so forth, and it's not that I'm picking at Allstate or whomever, I will pick at USAA, but there are complaints out there about all of these top named insurance companies who also all have subsidiaries. So I do recommend that people, when they're calling, say, for a homeowner's policy, ask, say, are you affiliated with any other mother insurance companies? And see,
an umbrella, you know, company.
Correct. And see, look them up, Google them.
In California, I read that there is a database called CLUE. Have you heard of CLUE? CLUE stands for...
Yes.
Claims Loss Underwriting Exchange, and it says it's originally used as an anti-fraud tool to help insurance companies spot people who file identical claims with multiple companies. But however, it's commonly used to gauge potential risk of customers, and it's owned by ChoicePoint, a publicly traded credit history reporting company, and it compiles information about the insurance history of buildings and their owners, as effectively mechanized the insuring process, leading some homeowners to lose their insurance over trifling or even non-existent claims. So, like, if you call in, they report it as a claim against you.
Yes, I noticed on my claim papers, if you go on your insurance company's website, communicate with them on there and via email, so that way they put everything in writing. I found the more you talk to them and the more different people you talk to in the insurance company, the more they will hang themselves. And especially when you put questions in writing, like USAA has members communication center. And at first I thought that was really odd that they would force me to go onto their website And then I'm like, okay, great. I'm going to utilize this to my benefit. But I saw on there four. And I asked them, I said, what is that for? And they go, that's how many claims you've had. And I said, no, I haven't. This is my first paid claim. And any other things that I may have called about with USAA, which was an auto claim where somebody had tail-ended me, and technically it was one computer claim, but I had to have them reopen it because they never worked it properly. So they have me listed as having four claims. I asked them intentionally how many, again, because it's being recorded for quality assurance, how many paid claims do I have? And they said one. Big difference. But what you described.
But the problem is that this one consumer who filed a complaint, his name was Kramer, and he said that he didn't know there was such a database called Clue. And so every time he called, it ended up that he had they had reported him as having 45 having 45 complaints called in. And so then they ended up, yeah, and so then he says, well, how was you supposed to inquire about something that you don't even know exists, and that every time you call in, they're counting it against you as a claim? And so he had a record as having made a water claim because there had been a claim on the building where he previously lived as a renter, and they said that when you make a water claim, that that is a real red flag for insurance companies not to insure you in the future or cancel you or deny you because of the mold problem.
Yes, and because mold is seldom ever properly taken care of, especially in a multi-unit building. And Clue, just to give people more of a better idea, it's similar to Carfax. Now, if you plug in a VIN number on a vehicle, it'll tell you how many reported accidents and so forth. So that's a nice little way to compare it. But it is a public database that you can go to, and there's forms that you can print out and submit to get that information. And I actually only learned about Clue today, as a matter of fact. As I was I was out taking care of errands, and I was sitting there working on my claim while I was waiting while my vehicle was being worked on. And I was amazed that I found out about Clue today. But I knew that there were databases out there that this stuff was being fed into. There's databases.
Yeah, and one man complained that he said that he inquired whether – he just called and inquired whether the loss of a wedding ring would be covered under the clause about mysterious disappearances on his personal property coverage. And he never filed a claim and never thought about it again until he had been dropped by the insurance company. So they're cherry-picking as well.
They do. And come 6 months from now, which is looming quickly, and I'm in the middle of June 1st, official beginning of hurricane season, which goes through the beginning of November. And I am scared to death because my home, number one, is unstable. Number two, even though they tarped over my roof, those tarps are leaking because we've had rains, very heavy rains lately, so I got to go putting buckets around. The water mitigation team that USAA sent out, and they were a licensed mold remediator as well, they didn't do anything that I thought they should have done. And I did learn, by the way, any secondary damage caused by negligence of these contractors and the insurance company as well as they can pinpoint the finger at the homeowners as well. But homeowners do have recourse, especially when insurance companies don't front you the monies in good faith in kind to take care of things. Few people can work out of pocket. This is their biggest investment on almost anybody's entire life. And, you know, unless I want to go into debt to take care of certain things that the insurance company should have. And then when they said, after using their preferred contractors, who I ultimately turned down the first one, he put the con in tractor. And thankfully, I was knowledgeable enough about roofing and other things. And when I started questioning him, he goes, oh, well, you'll be getting a new roof just because of the obvious damage to the roof. That was evident. I start asking him about what shingles does he use, because I just had my roof replaced in 2011. And so I knew about wind speed zones and so forth, what my slope was, blah, 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 blah. And he goes, I'll be using 3-tab, 25-year GAF shingles. And now, I wasn't familiar with GAF and nothing against it in particular, but I know in general, 25-year shingles in most environments that are harsh, whether it's up north with the snows or in the south with the hurricanes, are pretty flimsy. So then I asked him, I said, what is the wind speed on them? He goes, 80 miles an hour. And I said, well, that's not even up to the wind speed zone. He goes, well, there's nail off patterns. And I said, no. I know the difference between 4 nails and 6 nails, and 6 nails is only going to get you 20 more mile per hour wind integrity. So that's still not up to the wind speed zone. He goes, well, then there's the inspectors. I said, I already know the inspectors in my county are corrupt. Whether they would be under this situation, I don't know, but I do know that they are corrupt. And he goes, well, then there's the wind speed zone maps. And he goes, anything west of the intercoastal waterway, I'm in Florida, so folks that know what the intercoastal is, and that's 110 mile per hour wind zone, and anything to 120. And I said, with all due respect, no, sir. I said, you ought to pull up a new wind speed zone map, because I live in a 130 wind zone. And now I gave him the benefit of the doubt, and I looked up his shingles. They were actually 60 mile per hour shingles. So this man is going to get reported to.
So in other words, they're trying to save money, and they're lying to you about the shingles. And
correct.
Then another tornado comes along, and you're going to have another ripped off roof. So these are some of the issues that are very, very important for people to know. What exactly are they installing in their homes and replacing in their homes? I read another paragraph on this particular site, Inman, and it said that the cost of reinsurance for homeowners is higher, and so companies are passing along costs to consumers, and the construction costs are also higher. So some companies lost a lot of money in the last few years in the stock market. Some companies were using their profits in the stock market to cross-subsidize homeowners insurance, which in general hasn't been a very profitable business. So it seems to me that it says that no one is disputing the fact that business has been lousy for homeowners insurance in Texas, where there was a $32 million mold-related lawsuit. Farmer State, Farm, and Allstate, three of the state's biggest insurers, have stopped writing new policies. State Farm has now widened its moratorium to include California as well. So it appears that what is happening is that with the economy and the jobs outsourced, and when that bubble hit in the housing market, that it hurt the entire economy and the building industry, and the cost skyrocketed, but the people had already been signed on for insurance rates that weren't meeting the increased cost for construction. And then they were investing their money allegedly in stocks, but the stock market crashed too. So the only thing they appear to think of doing, in my opinion, would be to cancel people, deny people, give them less quality, produce a less quality product, install a product that is of less quality and cost effective for them, and then basically deny you any and cancel out your insurance because now, according to them, you're a risk. Does that make sense?
Yes, but in homeowners' policies, and now technically I can only base it on mine or in my state or from what others have shared with me about their own policies, part of the additional inclusions is for changes to building code costs. And one thing that I found under my claim is after everything that they're paying out on these estimates, now this is especially for the preferred contractors, which is they get from, it's called Crawford Contractor Connection, because their spiel is identical. And I didn't know that until I got into looking into a week after the tornado came through, because of multiple claims, all of a sudden I'm seeing these commercials, Contractor Connections. Don't use those people because they're tied in with these contractors that the insurance company uses, and their spiels were identical. But ultimately, at the end of the estimates that were provided by the contractors that came out was 20% increase on the tail end of the estimate for overhead and profit, 10% for overhead and 10% for profit. When I sought my own general contractor, who is also a licensed roofer, thankfully, he and I were discussing these issues of what the insurance company did and didn't do, and what their contractors did and didn't do or wanted to do, and that I stopped them. And he goes, and he's just shaking his head, and he's like, how can I do that? And he goes, well, I never heard of anybody putting on 20% for overhead and profit. He goes, who submits an estimate without putting their own overhead and profit on there? Which I absolutely agree. Now, one of the most interesting things that I found.
Why don't you hold that thought and let's take a break. Hold that thought and we're going to find out what one of the most interesting things Joe Salito has come across. So don't touch that dial. Colombo Chronicles will be back in just a moment.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Listening is an art that humans are losing to the world of robots. Robots don't have any tone or human feelings. The addiction to communicate by texting isn't going away. People are feeling isolated, lonely, frustrated. People need people willing to listen to them. Can you imagine? imagine getting a text message that read, "You're fired," or "Hi, would you marry me?" It is happening. Columbo Chronicles is the option and the answer to human communication. Columbo Chronicles provides email access to your ideas and issues. Take advantage of this opportunity now. Go to columbochronicles.com. Click on subscribe today. Columbo is spelled C-O-L-O.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Hey, it's Columbo Chronicles Live right here for you every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 11 to midnight for all you sleepyheads out there on the East Coast. So stay awake for the Rose, because the Rose has lots of educational information for you. And you're going to learn something before your house is hit by a tornado or lightning strikes. Hopefully not. I'm just teasing there. We are speaking to the dynamic consumer investigator, Joe Salito. And Joe Salito has had some real issues with homeowners insurance. In fact, Joe Salito, I've had a few myself. I had a beautiful diamond ring stolen once. And I had my insurance covered all jewelry, and then I found out that you had to have a specific claim with the insurance company for that specific ring with all the details by a jeweler and the report and all that. So they only gave me the minimum, which was far off from the real value of that 14-karat gold and diamond ring. So, yeah, insurance companies have all kinds of loopholes out there, Joe Salito. So you were going to tell us something interesting that you came across before we took our break.
As the insurance company said, they would, you know, be posting on the website, you know, you got to log in with your member number and so forth. And they said they'll post the estimates on the website when they come in from the contractors, and I was like, great. And I'm looking over these estimates, and now there were a number of things that the contractors never completely ignored 100% that I found wrong. Problems with my foundation, problems with my pipes, of course, my crawl space. Nobody ever investigated any of those. But as I'm looking over it, as an investigator, I'm thinking, oh, my God, these contractors are gouging these claims really bad, which is illegal in itself. And as I'm talking to different insurance adjusters at USAA, one of them finally mentioned, because I brought up about, what's this $1,092 for 220 by 30 tarps? Now, I'm a regular at Harbor Freight, Home Depot, Lowe's, you name it. And I know darn well, and I told USA, I said, 20 by 30 tarp is going to be $35, $50 max. And I said, I'll do my homework, find out, give you a call back, and let you know. And I was right on the money. They were actually like $29 to like $39. And that's $1,092 for two tarps. And I said, that insurance billing fraud. And they go, oh, no, that's because of we make them use our software. It's called Exactware, Xactimate, or Exact Analysis. And these companies have been sued through the years. You can Google all this stuff and find out. It's Xactware, Exact Analysis, Xactimate. And USAA and other companies have been sued successfully because of these programs that actually gouge the dollars out of our claims. And I told them, I said, I'm sorry. I said, I don't care whether it's coming from the insurance company or the contractor, but I am not paying because the checks, by the way, have to be made out to the homeowners and the contractors. And then the one that they settle with you on is made out to you and your mortgage company if you have a mortgage. And God only knows, I haven't gotten that far, so I'm not exactly sure how that all is going to work out. But I've heard horror stories in that area because they have a vested interest in your property. So they're gouging the claims themselves. And I'm 99% sure because I've worked insurance fraud cases, but usually it was the claimant who was being investigated. So this was, you know, the opposite side, and I learned real quick about this. So then I go through, and I'm looking at all the line items, and I'm saying, well, because they will also try to do a pack out. What they do is they inundate you. They don't give your number to the contractors. So the next morning, they've got people just flooding into my home, different contractors, subcontractors, and I got to keep an eye on all of them. And so the paperwork does eventually start coming in, and they're talking about a pack out. Don't ever do a pack out with a contractor because they will hold your personal items hostage. If you need your stuff packed out, that falls under your personal belongings, and that's all covered. Get a climate-controlled storage locker and have a moving company put your stuff in there in your name only.
Well, that's really good advice, because who would have even thought about that, actually, because you aren't really thinking when a natural disaster hits or a flood in your home or whatever and you have to move out. Nobody's even thinking about that. That's a very good point.
Yes, and I read many complaints about a company called Paul Davis Restoration, who is one of the biggest franchises in this country and also helped set precedents in policy with insurance companies. They were the second contractor who USAA sent out here. And there were many, many complaints about online of people not getting back their personal goods. They say, well, we will clean and sanitize it. You know, unless my stuff is actually getting damaged by mold, or maybe if it's smoke and soot from a fire, those items are going to be replaced most likely. So why would somebody clean my stuff? I'm like, you don't need to be cleaning my stuff. And, you know, all this stuff set in so quickly. And
exactly.
And the
problem is that most people aren't aware of all of the ins and outs that happen after the damage and what's happening between the contractors and the insurance company and the checks and who they're paying and what they're paying out and how they're going to handle your personal belongings. And, in fact, Joe, in Daphne, Alabama, in Bay Branch Estate Subdivision, a person posted that their premiums have almost tripled since they bought their home in August of 2008, which was built in 2006, and they paid $250,000 for it, and no claims were ever filed. But their premiums went from $1,551 per year to $1,900, and in 2014, they have now gotten a bill for over $4,160 a year.
Wow.
So it's probably even higher now. So, you know,
part of that is from state allowed increases. So there I would recommend going to your state representatives to put a halt to these statewide increases, because I had been hearing about that, whether it was with my auto insurance company or homeowners company throughout the years. You know, I don't have any claims. I'm, you know, blah, 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 blah. Where are you coming up with raising my rates? And they go, statewide increases. So,
well, it appears to me that the federal government is allowing insurance companies, including health care and homeowners and auto insurance, or, you know, all the big monopoly of insurance companies, to gouge the American people and increase the rates extensively, like the Cadillac tax with the Obamacare, and the American people are footing the bill for millions and millions of foreigners, unidentified foreigners, who never contributed a penny, and yet we're having to pay up for ourselves, for our families, for the all of the government. We support the entire government, state and federal government, and all the employees, and we pay for the prison system, and we pay for everything. The government has no money. We, the worker bees, pay for everything, and they, with their big lobbyists, are getting into bed with Wall Street, and they are gouging the American people. Now, I don't know if they're making these deals behind closed doors and taking favors or what the heck they're doing, but there's something very wrong with the monopoly of the insurance companies and all of their hundreds of lobbyists that are in bed with many of the congressional members who are not doing anything about Big Pharma, about Obamacare, that or the insurance companies that are helping the American people to protect their property and their health care and their cost of living versus the increased cost for all these increased insurance premiums. No matter which insurance premium you're paying for, it is becoming so excessive, they are creating a nation for only the rich and the poor, and they are making the middle class poorer every single day. And I can only hope and pray that President Trump can turn this all around and help people like you who are suffering the consequences of a tornado and having to deal with all of these issues. And unfortunately, gosh, this went fast. We've run out of time. Yeah, I did. And I just want to thank you, Joe Salito. You're a dynamic consumer investigator with, you know, bringing up issues that are important to every person, because people aren't thinking about these things. And then when a disaster hits or a plumbing problem and there's a water issue, and the insurance companies shy away from that, then they are left in a position of what to do. They're in shock. They're traumatized.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Some are made homeless after that point.
That's
so
right.
So God bless you, Joe Salito.
Thank you.
And we will definitely have you back on our show. Maybe we'll talk about domestic violence on our next episode. And So you take care and much luck with your – I hope your home gets repaired and it all goes well for you and for the millions of Americans who are involved in homeowners insurance issues. So we'll talk to you again soon.
If I can add this in real quick, because this is one of the best tips that other people that I spoke to outside the insurance industry gave me. Get yourself a public adjuster to help with your claim. That is their job. They get, here in my state, 20% of what they recover for you. And if not, go to bat with attorneys who handle insurance cases. That's really about your only options other than your
legislators. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again soon. Good
okay,
night.
Take care. Thank you.
You too. And be sure to tune in every Wednesday and click on follow and follow Rose Colombo and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday, 8 to 9 p.m. Next week, we'll have Julie Summers, an author who's going to tell us her story about her hardship and how she overcame the hardships that she suffered after divorce. So you don't want to miss that episode. That'll be episode number 5 on Colombo Chronicles Live. So God bless you, God bless America, and God bless the military, firefighters, and the President of the United States.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast,
Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast.
Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.